when people are offering things for free or there's a discount, I understand the concern because we understand it really isn't free in so many levels. And boy, would I love to dive in the weeds, but I won't for this episode on how these free trades really work, how these low-cost robot advisors really work. And I did see an interesting stat that when COVID kicked in, people weren't, there's no robo-advisor to call and ask for help and how to position and what to do and how to create liquidity. So a lot of these things that are free and low cost, there is a massive cost to them.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and today's episode is titled Free. Free, no cost, low cost. What inspired this episode was my return flight from Irving, Texas a couple weeks ago. I absolutely love that financial summit. Loved all the partners I have in that area and some of the brilliant minds I get to be surrounded with that are part of my team and allow me a different way to play the financial game. And I'm just so grateful for that trip. So grateful I got to bring my awesome and beautiful business partner, my wife, so she could see some of the people that are part of my team and how it's just such a win-win relationship. And so what inspired the title was coming back when he landed in Saturday in the afternoon. We're coming off the airplane, and both my wife and I were wearing our baseball hats that I always hand out to listeners of the show and clients of mine for my other companies, and has Joey the T-Rex on the hat. And this guy's, anyway, we're coming out of the terminal. This guy's chasing through and comes right up to us and say, hey, I saw those hats. Mike, I love dinosaurs. My kids love dinosaurs. Where did you buy those hats? And I apologize for my voice a little bit. I'm getting over, I don't know what I'm getting over, but I'm glad to have most of my voice back so I could do the show. But he's like, where did you get the hats? And I said, hey, this is related to my company. Would, if you like, call my office, because you live locally in Reno area, call my office. And I was so grateful he loved the hats. I mean, it just made my day. I said, hey, your kids love dinosaurs. Call my office and you come by and I'll have my assistant give you a couple hats for your kids. And it was really interesting to me. Hey, I was very grateful to get that compliment. We get compliments all the time about Joey the T-Rex and my son wearing his hat with pride, and people want to know, hey, where'd you get that hat? What was interesting is when I said for free, he stepped back and it was like he lost interest. He thought there was a catch. Like what? He didn't know what I did. I didn't tell him I host a podcast and tell him the other companies I run. There wasn't anything in it for me other than the joy of I wanted him to enjoy vicariously through him, his kids enjoying the hats. And so it's just very interesting. And I asked my wife about it later, like, why would someone step back for free? It's like, he probably thought you had a catch. I didn't have anything to sell. It was just, I thought there would be joy. But inspired this episode because I am very grateful. Now, I have a love-hate relationship for this industry, which listeners of the show, if you've been listening for a long time, because of the conflict of interest in the financial industry and just the mind share, the conflict of interest, the greed that I see occur in this industry, and just a lot of lack of attention and detail, and the typical way this industry behaves, I'm just not a fan of. I like the traditional way and a better way of playing the game. But I'm grateful for this industry because it's made me grow as a human being. And I know I've talked about this in the past as well. Over the last decade, it has forced me to improve, to survive and become a way better teacher and mentor and guide. Working with a variety of different personalities. When I first got in this industry, my tolerance for being talked down to was zero. And boy, did I get talked down a lot right off the bat. Never knew people didn't like insurance agents when I'm out knocking on doors trying to sell auto and home insurance when I first got in the industry, end of 2008. And so I learned a lot of humility. I was just amazed how I had no idea the difference of professions, how you get treated. As a professional engineer, with my electrical engineering backgrounds and my civil engineering background and discipline as a PE and the civil discipline, treated way differently than when I got in the insurance industry and the financial industry and I told people I was an insurance agent. I was treated very poorly by a lot of, it was amazing to me. And of course, in 2009, this epic crash where the stock market had such, which we have a lot of volatility this year, we're already experiencing a taste of what that can feel like. 2009, Financial advisors were right at the same tier as insurance agents. Very few people trusted financial advisors because so many people got purged of a lot of their wealth. But this industry, I'm grateful for it because it made me become a way better learner. I was always a good learner, but it forced me to learn different ways to communicate. One thing with math and science, another thing with working with human beings. Made me a better human being, made me a better learner, a better listener. And I always thought I listened really well, but I've improved even more. And by becoming a better listener, become a better teacher, a better mentor, a better guide, and a professional facilitator. And boy, do I love troubleshooting and solving problems. Now, that's why I'm grateful for this industry. Thank you, financial industry. Thank you, insurance industry. I am very grateful for the education I've gotten in so many levels, and especially just learning how to interact and work better with humility, bigger ears, right, and less talking, although I've been monologuing a lot on these episodes lately, but less talking and more listening and, yeah, being a professional facilitator. So the reason I brought up the free part was it really caught me off guard that he just didn't want to come by and get some free hats. So I've learned from that. There's going to be a website down the road. And the next time someone comes up, and it happens, I would say pretty regularly, I'm very grateful people love Joey the T-Rex. Where instead of saying, hey, just come by, you can have one at my office for free, I'll just say, hey, I bought it here on this website. But it was very touching. He liked the hat. It was also very interesting. He pulled back, as I said, for free. And it inspired this episode in the fact that I wanted to talk about what free means. Now, one thing I did, I'm a marketing idiot, and the one part I did that was brilliant a long time ago, not knowing it was brilliant, is that just me being me, is that it was like anyone who comes to my office, I want them elevated. Anyone that wants help on anything, I want them to be treated like I want to be treated. Full transparency, always telling the truth. And I love being educated. And so I'm very education focused. I'm very education focused for the show. I'm very education focused. I mean, period. I love learning and I love teaching. And I think what's been very interesting for my other companies and certain families I've sat down with, when I just want to see how I can solve the problem and I don't charge an hourly fee, a lot of pro bono cases, and for most families, I don't charge an hourly fee. I just want to see how I can help and then find what solutions present themselves. A lot of areas don't pay my companies anything. There's a few areas that do, but always treating someone like they want to be treated. Now, why would I do that? Hey, not knowing what this was called till mentors and reading books over the last decade, just by treating people like you want to be treated, there's something called the law of reciprocity. And the law of reciprocity is like, it will reciprocate, it'll come back to you. You go out there and you're just treating people like you want to be treated and you're trying to make a difference for others, you're paying it forward, it will come back to you tenfold. So it's just food for thought. I mean, if someone offers something for free, there's good reason to hesitate because unfortunately, quite too often in this world, when something's for free, there is a catch, and I'm going to talk about that. And there are times that and I think it can happen more and more. And boy, I wish our quote-unquote leadership, our politicians on all sides of the aisles would stop picking these fights and amplifying things and dividing. And maybe just instead of acting in their own self-interest, I mean, my gosh, look what's going on in the world right now. And boy, could things escalate even more. I do not want World War III. And the divide, the division, all these things, these misdirections that are coming out to pull us from the real focus of holding our leadership accountable on all sides to do things that I really don't think would be that hard to drastically improve our situation in this country right now. It wouldn't be hard, and maybe there will be an episode real soon where I'll dive into those waters. But anyway, just there's a lot of people out there. I think more and more, quite often people are just offering to help just because we're human beings and we're humane, and we just want to help, and we don't want anything in return. But understand the law of reciprocity, it always comes back to you tenfold. There's always people to help and pull you up when you need it because you've paid it forward. You've created all these social credits out there just by doing the right thing. And by the way, if people are out there doing the wrong thing, I think that comes back tenfold as well. So I understood the hesitation when things are for free. And so here, let me talk about some of the catches, although I will share one other story too. I was sitting down with a family years ago and seeing their current position, how they were financially, there wasn't really any areas at the time that I could make any drastic improvement other than this family should have. I said, you know what? The best thing that you can do in your current situation right now is highly consider a reverse mortgage and talk to a reverse mortgage specialist. And the gentleman, husband and wife, the gentleman didn't understand. He said, what does this pay you? I said, it doesn't pay me a thing. I just think it's in your best interest. And this is going to be the best thing for you moving forward at this time. And it was interesting because it was free and I didn't charge him. And they said they saw 6 or 7 CFPs prior to seeing me, and this was never brought to their attention. And I can't speak to that, why this wasn't presented. There is no mindshare for me. It's not going to pay me a penny. It's in your best interest. And what was weird is because I didn't charge him anything and it was for free. They didn't move it. He didn't trust me. He didn't trust me because it was for free. So anyway, it's just another tangent. And really, I just wanted to knock it out of the park for this family, and it was in their best interest. So now here's why I think people are guarded like that. And I understand this is how we've been conditioned because we're shown free all the time, or low cost or little cost. I mean, this is a negative selection bias in many ways. I mean, for example, Canada, free healthcare. Now, I have a great relationship with an advisor. We've become friends over the last year. And he was telling me about free healthcare in Canada. 50% of his income each year goes to the Canadian government. So is that free healthcare? Free trades, low-cost robo-advisors, free email, free budgeting software, free social media platforms. Are these things free? Or are you the product? And can we even put a price on what these products are really costing you? Lost leader strategies. I mean, I find it interesting. By the way, this is not me attacking Walmart. I admire a lot of things they've accomplished and how there's like a Walmart, kind of like Starbucks on every corner. The economy of scale they have, the ability to, the abundance, the amount of food and products they can provide at such a low cost to all masses in this country is amazing to me. Now, one thing I do know is that on the low cost, now I don't shop that often. My wife handles that most of the time. My tolerance for shopping is pretty limited, and I'm so grateful she does it for me. But from time to time, I'm forced to go into a Walmart. And I've always found, now people listen to the show, they're professional shoppers, probably have a way better experience than me. But it's very interesting to me. Every time I'm in Walmart, I see a lot of things are phenomenal prices. The alcohol, though, I mean, I love my Stella Artois. Their cost is even close to being the competition. So anyway, lost leader, maybe not so low cost, maybe in certain areas low cost, other not so competitive. But I always found it interesting at some of these stores that are pretty low in a lot of areas are pretty high in the alcohol side, which I thought was interesting. And I'm sure they move a lot of alcohol. So anyway, sometimes someone's generosity, I mean, when people are offering things for free or there's a discount, I understand the concern because we understand it really isn't free in so many levels. And boy, would I love to dive in the weeds, but I won't for this episode on how these free trades really work, how these low-cost robot advisors really work. And I did see an interesting stat that when COVID kicked in, there's no robo-advisor to call and ask for help and how to position and what to do and how to create liquidity. So a lot of these things that are free and low cost, there is a massive cost to them, potentially. So anyway, so I understand the concern when things are low cost or free because there could be a catch or there isn't just much value to them. However, sometimes, and I pray a lot more often, sometimes someone's generosity or act of kindness really is free and there is no cost. It's just someone who wants to be kind and wants to make a difference for other people. And I can tell you for me, it's the reason I went going from full-time engineering to full-time running what I do in the financial insurance space and doing this podcast, because the joy I get out of making a difference for others. And boy, do I love engineering, and there's pieces I miss a lot. But making that difference for another family, being able to live vicariously through their successes, talking to a client earlier today on their trip to Hawaii, getting to see some of the pictures they share and seeing how much fun they're having because how more and more income streams, more and more money pouring in has enabled them to have more time to enjoy the use of their time more instead of working all the time. Those are reasons why there's a lot of times that people make choices because It's just the pure joy of helping out others and making a difference and being a part of their successes and lives. So anyway, I hope one of these days the gentleman, maybe he stumbles upon this podcast, that asks about the hats, which made my day. And then he pulled back when I said, hey, more welcome, come by my office and I'll have these hats for your kids for free. Sometimes, and hopefully a lot more often, people are just offering something for free because they genuinely want to make a difference and want to help and improve your life. I'm grateful for the show. I'm so grateful for the listeners of this podcast. I crave for the Star to be a 5-star show. I crave for it to grow bigger and bigger and become world-class. Thank you. And if you think this episode, this show, this podcast, other episodes will make a difference for the people that you look up to and you care for, please share it with them. And also, for free, I do making a difference, right? I do helping. Please don't hesitate to reach out. If there's a question, have anything on a topic, or there's something you'd like me to talk about, or you have a question of what you need to do on something, I love pointing people in the right direction and seeing how I can make that difference for you. Thank you for listening to the show. I look forward to next week's episode.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.